Welcome to the 9 to 5 Google Daily for February 5th, 2018. I'm your host, Stephen Hall. First up, routine February security patches for Google Pixel and Nexus devices rolled out today. The bulletin for Google's phones and tablets lists 29 security fixes and 10 functional updates, of which include Bluetooth, camera, and Android Auto fixes for the Google Pixel 2. The one major addition with today's update, however, is the activation of the Pixel Visual Core for third-party apps. As of now, Instagram, Snapchat, and WhatsApp will be able to take advantage of the HDR Plus capabilities of Pixel Visual Core, which use less power and save battery life. Also today, a Chromium commit was spotted by XDA developers that references, quote, the new Google Material Design 2 standard, end quote. The entry in question happens to describe the Material Design 2 UI being applied to the tab and tab strip interface just above the address bar in Chrome. Obviously, Google has yet to officially acknowledge the existence of any kind of a successor to Material Design, which launched with Android Lollipop in 2014, but we at 9to5 Google received an anonymous tip last year that something along those lines is indeed in the works. We weren't able to find any information to corroborate the information until now, so this should be taken with a grain of salt, but the tipster at the time said that the goals of this supposed Material Design successor are to increase readability and efficiency and minimize clutter. It was described to us as the, quote, cleanest implementation of a natural UI yet, end quote. Lastly, there's big news in Android distribution numbers today. After 18 months, Android Nougat, yes, the major version released prior to the current version, Oreo, has finally become the most used version of Android in the world. Tracked versions of Android Nougat combined for a total of 28.5%, just barely passing up Marshmallow's 28.1%. Android 8.0 Oreo saw a small jump in today's numbers to 0.8% after remaining flat in January, while 8.1 is now at 0.3%. Both Oreo numbers combined to finally reach a very sad 1%. Read these stories and much more on 9to5google.com and subscribe to 9to5 Google Daily in Google Play, Pocket Casts, or your favorite podcast player to receive updates Monday through Friday.